What's up, everybody, and welcome to the On Air with Presley Blair podcast. I am Presley. It is episode one. Super excited about episode one because I happen to have like a very good-looking guest over to my right. My boyfriend Noah is joining me for episode one.
What up, everybody?
He's new to this, so let's slack. Let's slack. He's not the radio personality I am. But anyways. So, I brought Noah onto this country music podcast. I mean, obviously, it's country music. We got Guns N' Roses playing in the background. Because we have different opinions on things like country music. And not only does he make good clickbait, it'll make a good podcast because we have different opinions, which is kind of weird for us because we are both we have a lot of the same music interest, and that's kind of what we bonded over when we first started dating.
Yeah, the first time we talked was actually about Lynyrd Skynyrd and Freebird and stuff like that. And our first date, we watched the Motley Crue movie, The Dirt. So I'm obviously a big rock fan, but I do listen to country. I'm from Arkansas, so it kind of comes with the territory.
But he has a total different opinion than me. So you're a rock guy. You said you're a rock guy. Your room proves that you're a rock guy. Your countless amount of rock t-shirts says that you're a rock guy. You're just a rock guy. So.
No. I wouldn't say I'm just a rock guy.
No, but that's mainly, you're like 100% Metallica and Motley Crue. That's your thing.
Well, yes.
Noah, you practically live in the 80s still. It's okay. So, saying that, what music did you, country, not rock anymore, what country music did you listen to before you met me? Did you listen to a lot of it? Who did you listen to? Did you listen to older stuff because you like older stuff? Like, what were you into before dating me? Or did you listen to country music at all? Like, it's okay if you did.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of country music. It was mostly, it was all older for the most part.
Older,
70s, 80s, 90s.
Names.
A lot of 2000s, 70s. Okay, we'll go Waylon.
Waylon, Willie and the Boys.
The whole outlaw scene. Yeah, I'm big into the outlaw scene.
Outlaw. Because they were outlaws because they weren't quote-unquote country, but you can continue.
I'm big into Alabama.
But Waylon, Willie, the Boys, Alabama.
Big into Alabama. 90s, you know, Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson. I like Alan a lot. Alan's my guy. Old school Kenny.
2000s Kenny is the best Kenny, so.
Well, hell,
so,
even 90s Kenny.
But, like, music downloaded on your phone that you listened to in the truck. Did you listen to country music, like, on the rec?
Yes.
Or did you just listen to Centerfield?
Yes, I did listen to country on the reg, as you say.
Okay, so what artist have you, like, not been forced to listen to? Because I don't force you. Force you? I mean, I drag you to concerts. That's for sure. You're an angel for doing that. But what artist have you didn't think you would like before or didn't think you would listen to before but actually do and kind of enjoy? Or how has your music taste kind of changed since you met me, and has it? Because, again, we like Willie, Waylon, and the Boys are like my jam. Like, that's what I grew up listening to. That's what I still love to listen to. Merle Haggard is my dude. He's my favorite probably of all time in country music. So, like, I'm on that side too. But I also work, live, and breathe country music nowadays. So, like, today's country. So, like, has it changed, and what do you listen to now, or who are some artists that you like that are newer now?
Well, you drug me to a Florida Georgia Line concert against my will, and
not against your will. We were first started dating, and you just couldn't tell me no because we had just started dating.
Yeah,
basically.
And, let's see, who all was there? Dan and Shay was there.
Florida Georgia Line, Hardy. Was that it?
Yeah, you got me big into Hardy. I like Hardy.
You do like Hardy. You started listening to him a lot kind of after that.
Yeah, who else? Riley Green. You turned me on to Riley Green.
We've seen him with Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley, yeah. Brad Paisley is one of the older guys I listen to. And I did listen to John Party a little bit before I met you, but you turned me on to a lot more of his music, so John Party for sure.
Okay, so these are still traditional guys that are keeping it country, if you realize that. So,
well, there's a reason we're debating.
Okay, so again, he's into the traditional country. I am too.
I'm a traditional guy in general.
Yeah, you're 80. You live in the 80s. I'm not even going to mention the list of things that I have that you are clueless about. Okay, so since we're kind of trying to get into the argument, we're not trying to get to the argument, it's the point of the podcast, of me and you have totally different opinions of country music. We're just going to roll in with the top five country songs in country radio today, October 24th, 2019, what the top five songs are. So I'm going to roll through the top five. You're going to tell me your opinions, what you think fits kind of the country mold, what you think is not, and why, and kind of give me the basis of that, and then I'll maybe get us kickstarted into this little debate that we're doing, okay? So, well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to hate this next song. I'm off on the world, 'cause I love
Oh man, it sounds like R&B. I don't know.
R&B. Noah, do you know what R&B is?
I don't. Trying to pull off a Vanilla Ice look.
But what? Hold on. Do you know what Vanilla Ice looks like? And B, do you know what R&B is? This is R&B, Noah. This is that. Not. I love every little, not that, this, sweetheart. But it sounds pop, but let's not say R&B.
Pop for sure, but like really
it's
bad.
It's got
pop.
Really bad pop. So why is it number,
you can't tell me there was one thing country about that song.
Okay, compare it to.
Not the lyrics, not the music.
The lyrics weren't country? If it were to a different guitar or different, if it didn't have the dun, 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 the snap tracks, quote unquote, behind it, would the lyrics wouldn't be country? Well, a love song about a girl?
Potentially.
The
but
love
I
song
only,
about a girl?
I only heard the big pop chorus.
My baby, she's Alabama, a Dixieland delight. Kissing me like molasses, slow and sweet.
Okay. Just
right. He references Alabama and Dixieland a lot in a real country song. That seems to be a trend nowadays. Mentioning the old people. I guess trying to pay homage
to them. So mentioning the older people. So with that, I have something for you. Yeah, because he says maybe she's Alabama and then threw in Dixieland a lot. And you think that mentioning...
They're trying to appeal to these to the people who listen to the old
okay,
stuff.
Okay, then how do you feel about this?
Wine on your lips got me amazed. How about you let this cowboy take you away? Give me that wink, I'ma give it right back. You know you like it, you love it. You want some more of that. You made me smile like I did when we were radio kids. Catching that countdown on Sunday, all the way to one day. When it was, do you love me? If you do, check yes, please. Girl, you know you think my tractor's sexy. Got me spinning like a jukebox junkie. Making me feel like 90s country.
So, talk about referencing older country songs. That's all this song is.
He tried to build a whole song of paying homage to.
He did. And how do you feel about that? Like, do you think he did the wrong thing there? Do you think that song's country, or do you think it just talks about being country? But it wouldn't work in any other format.
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
That song
I don't
would,
have a problem with paying 90s, I mean, paying homage to the okay, older stuff.
But that song would not work in any other format.
What do you mean format?
Okay, what does that song sound like to you? Does it sound like pop?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if he threw that in the pop radio, they would be like, what the hell is he talking about? Tractor, sexy, strawberry wine, like it, I love it, like all the lines he throws in there, they wouldn't know what he's talking about. Because pop fans don't know anything about 90s country. So
you're saying that song only works on country radio?
It only works on country radio in the country format. It would not work in pop radio. Am I right or am I right?
So people actually like this and consider this country?
A
good chunk of the
Walker
nation.
Walker Hayes didn't release this one to radio.
I mean, I've listened to other Walker Hayes songs, and I legitimately thought he was like an Ed Sheeran type guy.
He's kind of got, he has his own sound, kind of like Sam Hunt does the talking thing. And, you know, different people have different brands, and Walker's brand is super, it's not pop, it's just different. I wouldn't call it pop because I don't feel like it would fit in pop. And I'm not necessarily, I mean, it fits in country well, but it doesn't.
Yeah, see, I would disagree with that. I don't think it fits in country well at all.
But it fits in today's country well.
Yeah, I like his, I don't dislike his style or his voice or anything like that. I just, like I said, I don't think it fits the country mold should be.
What should the country mold be?
We'll get into it.
The country mold right now?
Who
fits the country mold right now? Who do you think
Cody Johnson
is a good display of country music right now?
I've been black and blue on my own way to you.
Okay, so you think that Cody Johnson is his country. He's everything about him is country. He really paints a picture for what country music should be. And
well, no,
needs
I think
to
we
be,
need to, before we go any further, we need to define what country is.
And what is
what the word,
what is that
what the word
you?
Means, what the word as a genre means.
Okay.
And so, in my opinion, what it should mean, you hear country, you think, you know, rural, farms maybe, hunting, fishing, blue-collar work, something like that. You follow me?
So, Cody Johnson has on a cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
Yeah, cowboys, ranches.
Cody Johnson has on a cowboy hat and cowboy boot every night with his belt buckle.
Yes.
Thomas Rhett does not. Does that make Thomas Rhett non-country?
As a person or what? What do you mean?
Does that make, a general question, does that make him not country?
Babe, what do you mean not country? Like not a country artist?
Not a country artist. Yeah. Does that make him not a country artist since Cody Johnson wears a cowboy hat and, you know, he looks like a cowboy, so he's country. But Thomas Rhett doesn't wear that, so he's not country. He's not
yeah,
country
I don't
singer.
Know. Thomas Rhett, that's a...
Because Thomas Rhett used to wear boots. You remember?
Yeah, Thomas Rhett is kind of hit or miss for me. I love some of his stuff, and then other stuff he's
is
put
he
out is kind of...
Is he country?
Yes and no. I mean, like I said, some of his stuff I would consider...
I would consider
100% pop, and then other stuff I would,
okay,
you know...
Okay, Thomas used to wear boots... And he doesn't wear boots on stage anymore.
Okay, what about his skinny jeans, his bomber jacket, and
Cody
his backwards
Johnson
hat?
Has on tight Wranglers in this video.
Okay, forget the jeans. Okay,
you
so
wear skinny jeans. Don't I don't know. No.
Okay,
no,
forget
no,
the.
No.
I mean, if I was
have
a
you
country
seen
artist,
Justin in his jeans?
Okay, forget the jeans. Okay, what about the Jordans and the snapbacks?
Listen,
dressed like he's
you didn't
in,
let
dressed
me
like
finish
he's in,
my. You didn't let me finish my point about
like
his cowboy boots.
Downtown Manhattan,
dude. Listen, he does not wear boots on stage anymore because he's a hell of an entertainer. Like runs around the stage real crazy. And when he's on the Jason Aldean tour, Jason Aldean had these like metal like thrust on the stage or whatever, and his snip-toed boots.
Does he tour with Jason Aldean every time?
No, his snip-toed boots got stuck. In the little like grates or whatever, and he does run around like a crazy person on stage. I'm sorry, but that is not comfortable to run around on stage on. Is Thomas Rhett less that he's not country because he doesn't wear boots? But his older stuff,
no,
literally his older stuff, Beer with Jesus, it goes like
style,
this, are quote unquote country because he was wearing boots when he.
No, the his clothing style has less to do with anything than what his music sounds like.
Did he? Okay.
And what you're doing, you're proving my point here. His older stuff when he was less popular.
Not older
was
stuff, like a few years ago.
Well, I mean, now it's like all of his stuff is extremely poppy.
He's moving with the brand. He's doing something different. I mean, it changes.
The brand.
It changes.
What do you mean? What's the brand?
New country. You're kind of like a tradition. You're not kind of a traditionalist. You are because you like older stuff.
No, listen. There's a...
But...
I agree with Grady Smith on this. There's a...
Oh, my gosh.
You can almost feel a shift towards a more, I guess you'd call it neo-traditionalism with guys like John Party, Luke Combs, the whole Red Dirt Country, you know, Cody Jinks, all those guys out in Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Are they getting radio play?
Yes. Not, I mean,
Cody
not
Jinks
all of them,
not is not getting radio play and none of them
yeah,
except for John Party.
They should be.
But it works for people like John Party and Justin and
Justin for sure, yeah.
Midland and people like that. It works for some of them. But Thomas Rhett, Dustin Lynch, Russell Dickerson, that was the guy that sings Every Little Thing that you said was trying to dress like Vanilla Ice. Jason Aldean, Old Dominion, people like that, they're what's on country radio, and they're what's big on country radio because they sound like new country. And like you, I feel like your opinion kind of, and the way you think, because I know you're such, like, again, I've said it before on here 1,000 times, and I'm probably said in a relationship a million, you're an oldie. You like old stuff. And like you, in your mind, you kind of think.
I'm an old soul, yeah. I don't expect everyone to be that way.
So should it not change? Should it just stay the same forever?
That's not, who said it's staying the same?
You said, you're making out like it should stay the same. Like country music should always sound like Willie and Waylon and the Boys.
No, not like
yes.
that.
Yes. Okay, then no, what? Then what is it? Everybody should sound like Cody Johnson and John Party? And if so, why?
Not necessarily the sound. It's more like...
No, it's the sound. That's what country music is.
Yeah.
Like what? Like it can't change. It always has to stay the same. Like it should sound like Willie and Waylon the Boys, because I can promise you, Willie and Waylon were called outlaw country because they were outlaws, because they were not considered country.
It needs to be distinct.
But does that not...
What makes it distinct? Steel guitar, fiddle. I'm not saying every song, but the bulk of country should be distinct. Someone should hear it and say, that's country. There shouldn't... I mean, you're always going to have songs that kind of... That kind of
but what do you
cross over.
Again, go back to what you think country music is. Willie and Waylon, right? And Merle Haggard and all those guys, right?
They're an example. They're not the... They're
okay,
not,
but that's what you think of when you think country music.
That's one
correct.
Example of what I think country music.
Yes.
You know what? I also think Justin
called,
Moore.
Okay, but those guys were called outlaw country because they were outlaws in country music. They did not belong in country music.
Do you People know what country music at the time was watered down, sappy, no grit
changes.
Behind it.
It changes people.
Which is where it's at now. It's become so watered down, cookie cutter.
Okay, so if you were to go ask someone younger than us what country music is, they would probably say Kenny Chesney and guys like that, because that's who were popular when they were younger, and that's what they grew up listening to, so that's all they've known. That's country music to them. Country music to me and you is kind of different, because we do like the older stuff, but most people our age would say like Jason Aldean and people like that.
Yeah, I would call Jason Aldean southern rock, bluesy rock.
But if you were to ask my dad and your dad what country music is, what would they say?
Alabama, Garth Brooks.
Mine would say Merle for sure.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the Willie and those guys.
Okay. If you were to ask my dad's dad what country music was, it would be like 60s and 70s country and 50s, because each generation has a different idea of what country music is, because it changes. It always changes. People, Shania Twain, do you think Shania Twain's country? Any Man of Mine, do you think that's country?
Yeah.
Okay, she was considered a pop star. When she started country music, they thought she was pop. She was not accepted into pop at all. Garth Brooks, he was not welcomed in the country music scene at all. They thought he was pop. But you have sit here and told me this whole podcast, Garth Brooks, Garth Brooks, Garth Brooks.
I mentioned Garth Brooks.
Like, no, you just mentioned again that that's what your dad would say. Like, you've hammered the nail of Garth Brooks this whole time. But again, he was someone else that was not accepted into country music. My argument is that it just changes over time.
Garth Brooks,
and that's
turned
with
it,
anything.
I don't know where you're getting pop. He turned it into like arena rock almost, you know, selling out stadiums, becoming one of the best selling artists.
At that point in time, they thought that was pop. It sounded like pop music, like what the pop was then.
Pop with guitars?
Yeah, babe, with guitars. They have guitars.
You're telling me Friends in Low Places is pop?
They didn't think it was country at the time. It wasn't Willie Wayne
and
the Boys.
And a song like Body Like a Back Road ain't pop.
It sounds like all the other new country. It changes. My argument is that it changes and it's supposed to change, and if it doesn't change...
I'm not saying it can't change.
But that's
but
with
saying,
anything.
Saying,
that's with rock music.
I'm saying that the pop... Most... A lot of the popular...
It's getting serious.
A lot of the popular country, quote-unquote country, right now is so dumbed down, so cookie-cutter, so watered down, so poppy, that just like the song you made me listen to the other day with Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber, of all people. Now, if you would have told me that Justin Bieber would ever be on a song considered country, I would have laughed
so
in your face.
So why was it that it's the biggest... I forgot what the statistic was, but why is it like the biggest... Like, it had, like, 50 million streams in one day, which is, like, breaking a record in country music.
Because it is a crossover pop song. Pop is the most, it's popular. That's what pop means. It's very radio-friendly, easy to, for people to, little kids
radio
to listen
friendly.
To. Radio-friendly. Yes.
Okay, so do you know the song Crash and Burn by Thomas Rhett?
Yes.
Is it country? Is that song Crash and Burn Thomas Rhett country?
Did you hear that snap track in the background?
I just need a yes or no answer.
No.
Is this man, Chris Stapleton, country?
Absolutely.
Chris Stapleton wrote Crash and Burn. Yeah. Chris Stapleton wrote Crash and Burn.
Okay.
With Thomas Rhett.
And?
But that wasn't country. But Chris Stapleton's country, but the song that he wrote is not.
No, why do you think he didn't perform it himself?
Because he wrote it with Thomas Rhett.
Because he can't perform that because it doesn't sound country, and he sounds country.
Why can't he? But why can't he? Him and Thomas Rhett just wrote it together, and Thomas decided to cut it instead.
Why did he decide to cut it instead?
Maybe he sounded better on it. Maybe Chris Stapleton didn't need another song in the album.
I think it's not his style, so he didn't record it.
But he wrote it. But he's country. Okay.
Now, if he was to record it, could he make it sound country through his voice, the music in the back? I mean, yeah, most likely. I doubt he would use a snap track. Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think he's ever used a snap track like that in any of his songs.
On to the songwriters and songs. This guy, you're not going to know who it is, but he's a popular.
I've heard of Devin Dawson. Come on now.
Okay.
He helped write God's Country, didn't he?
Yeah. And listen to his brand. Conscious of myself. I sat with the outsiders. Those long shot last round fighters. Anyone who ain't afraid to stray off course. My heart bleeds for country music. So, do you think he falls into the country music brand? Devin Dawson?
No, he sounds just like the guys we listened to earlier, like Russell Dickerson.
He sounds nothing like them, but he wrote one of the biggest songs in country music right now. And so,
I want you to read the comments on this video.
So, let's talk about it. What do you mean? Yeah. Like, what do you think? Like, what are you saying? Preface for it. I don't have time to sit here and read them during a podcast.
Well, there's people saying, oh, this is a real country song. Why can't we have more songs
so
like this?
So if Devin Dawson were to sing this song, would it sound country?
No. I don't think so. Which is why they had Blake do it.
I mean, it does sound like a cover band's doing it. Because there's probably a reason he didn't do that, because his vocals just weren't it. But does it still sound like a country song, or does it now sound pop all of a sudden that Devin Dawson? Because you just tried to play the argument with Chris Stapleton and Thomas Rhett, and it worked maybe for that instance. But you throw Hardy, who's country, he literally has a song called Rednecker.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that song not making fun of bro country the whole time? Is that not a shot of bro country?
Kind of. But his take on it. So does it really matter who sings it? Is it the song? Are these guys not country because they don't sound country? Or is it the songs they record? Or... what is it?
Just for the record, I think I've already mentioned I'm a big Hardy fan.
You are a big Hardy fan. But I really only brought Hardy into it because I know he kind of does God's Country a little different.
Yeah, no. Blake's version of that song, because Blake has a country voice, he's a country guy, he's from rural Oklahoma. He's got the clout. He sounds country. You put off.
But my whole argument here is I'm going back to the Thomas Stewart, Chris Stapleton thing where, you know, you said, okay, he didn't record that because that doesn't sound like him and that doesn't sound country.
What they did was they sat down and they said, all right, let's write a song that I can do that will be a hit.
No, they just sat down and started writing a song because they were just in a songwriting session. But what I'm trying to point out is I brought up God's Country, which is one of the biggest country songs of this year. Huge country song. You and I are both huge fans of it. It's country as it gets. Like, God's Country. Like, the title's country. Blake Shelton's country. We heard Devin Dawson do it, who you just said sounds like all the other guys, but when he did it,
his voice was
sounded
cheeks.
Country. Is Sam Hunt country?
No. Sam Hunt's a rapper.
So when Sam Hunt does a very country song, Fancy by Reba, does it still sound country?
Gonna starve to death.
Why did you pull this up? What is your goal here?
Because you just said, I'm trying to figure out what it is to you that's not country. Because we went through what they were, and that's just kind of like.
So you're trying to prove that Sam Hunt makes good country music by showing me a clip of him playing a Reba McEntire song?
No. You say Reba McEntire really weird, but that's not the point here. Anyways, so I'm just trying to depict what it is that's not country. Because we've went over the clothes. And Thomas Rhett doesn't wear boots, but he used to wear boots. And no, they don't have to wear that in order to be quote-unquote country.
Pop music without instruments, real instruments, is not country music. Lyrics that are not have anything to do with country people.
So it has to be about girls,
country,
trucks, guns.
Country way of life. No, that is bro country. That's watered down bro
because
country.
Because if you say that, then you can't sit here and say.
Let's take God's Country as an example because that song is a smash hit, okay? What do country people believe in? God, land, family. That's what that song is about.
Okay, but the writer of that song you just told me does not sounds like all the other guys. But then
yeah,
I played.
He's a songwriter.
Got it. Understood. But when I played you him singing God's Country, it still sounded like a country song and he still sounded country.
Not really. He sounded terrible.
Okay, well, we're not going to talk about his voice, but it still sounded like a country song. Did it not?
Because he was playing country music. I think. You're talking about artists and I'm talking about music here.
Yeah, you're talking about like the sounds and stuff. So that's okay. That's what I was trying to get at was it wasn't the outfits. It's because you keep sounding like, it sounds like this guy. He sounds like all the other people. I was trying to depict, like, what it is that's just not country to you. I just want to, like, pinpoint, okay, yeah, it's changing, and some guys are keeping it traditional, and some guys aren't. But so should it change back to the guys? Should everything be like the John Party of the Midlands, the Justin Moores, or, like, what should happen?
I think it should reflect the lives of the people who listen to it.
So you're talking about more so the lyrics?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Which is just my opinion that, you know, I care about the lyrics and music.
Oh, I am the first person to just dive into lyrics. So you're saying, like, the lyrics of these songs just sound pop?
Yeah, they just sound just so, like. Like, it's not bad, but it's not good either. It's like, it's just, like, you know, just a basic song. Like going back to that, the Dan and Chase song with Justin Bieber.
Should all country music be about guns and trucks and girls?
No. Now, if you want to talk about bro country, that's just like
combined
with pop country. It's almost becoming like.
So it's bro country is essentially new country because they're trying to do both.
Not all of it.
Because they're trying to mix
it. Bro country are guys like Florida Georgia Line. And really Luke Bryan to a certain extent. I like a lot of Luke's stuff, but it's just like.
You better.
Look at me. Look at me. Look how sexy I am. I'm countryer than you. I'm this. I'm that.
Rednecker than you is really say there.
That's a spoof on the bro country movement. But really, the state of country music right now, I can compare it to drawing on my knowledge of rock music. If you look back in the late 1980s, early 1990s, when hair metal was the thing, long, I mean, it's everywhere. It's all over the charts, all over MTV. People are getting tired of it. It's watered down. It's boring. It's become kind of a joke of itself. And then along comes this band from Seattle named Nirvana, drops Nevermind, blows the roof off the place, and you never hear from hair metal again as far as popularity goes. And I'm not sure if it's going to be quite that intense, but that's what I see coming down the line with a shift more towards, you know, neo-traditional people. Like, you know, Justin Moore's always been around, but like his new stuff's doing great. John Party's new record's doing great.
It worked for some people to stay
and
country.
It's working for a lot of people.
Because there's people who are huge fans. Like, for instance, I went to a Thomas Rhett show last year, and his opener was Midland. And there's so many people that were there that are fans of both. And Thomas Rhett is, for say, in your terms, not country. Midland is their
country.
No,
like I like Thomas Rhett. I'm just saying a lot of his stuff
I know
is
you
hit,
do, but you're saying
miss.
it's not really country. It's bro country more so. Yes.
More pop.
Yeah, it's more pop, but Midland is country.
I like Midland.
Yeah, I love Midland. They're awesome. So, and they played the same. That was at a country music concert. Midland and Thomas Rhett, who were kind of not poppy, but there were a lot of people there who were fans of Midland and who were fans of Thomas Rhett. So the state of country music really isn't that bad because it works. The country, keeping it traditional, works for people like John Party and Justin Moore and kind of Riley Green and Midland and the guys who were trying to keep it more traditional. It works for them. So my thing is there are artists, and I think this is one thing that you were trying to point out too, is that there are artists that are keeping it more traditional, and people who are the first people to say country music and country more can listen to those artists and kind of have a choice now, which is a good thing.
Well, I would agree with you that the state of country music is pretty good. You know, the pop stuff, the bro country stuff, is doing well. It's going to do well just because it's very radio friendly. It's easy for people to listen to. But at the same time, I think there's this thirst for, you know, you guys like Eric Church, Luke Combs. I mean, you hear their stuff and you're like, damn, that's good music. And it's just like,
good music is good music. And that's the way I see it. I don't like.
See, right now, it's obvious there's an appetite for both. And I don't know. I think eventually one of them is going to have to give. And it feels to me like it's pushing more towards the neo-traditional.
So you think it shouldn't be split like it is. One of them has to give and it just needs to go in one direction or the other. It needs to all be bro country, or it needs
No, not all. I mean, you can have different subgenres.
Well, you said one of them's gonna have to give.
You can have different subgenres, but we're just talking my opinion here and what I like. What I like is the traditionalist stuff, and I think that should be considered the
common denominator,
the cream of the crop when it comes to what we consider good country music.
Okay, so. In conclusion, this argument was basically just because this has kind of been an ongoing thing between us. Like
Between country music fans in general.
Yeah, but me and you are kind of petty with each other about it because you'll be like, babe, like, what is the song? Like, this isn't country.
Oh, yeah.
And we've like had the debates with ourselves before, but we haven't had like a drawn on like, let me hear your side. Let me figure out like where you're at and where your headspace is and where mine is. Because we just haven't had time to really get into it, and it's really never ever necessary to like get into it. So I just wanted to see like what state you think country music is. Like, has your opinion changed since you met me about country music and certain things like that? Do you pay more attention to what is country and what isn't now that you've met me, and now that it's kind of an ongoing thing in the country music world that, you know, country music isn't country, and people are the first people to say that. And I knew that you would be one of those people to say country music really isn't country anymore because you're such an oldie and you remind me a lot of my dad, and my dad would say that, and you remind me a lot of people who are like in their 30s and 40s who would say that.
Okay, but I'm not the only young guy who feels that way.
No, you're definitely not. If my cousin Drew were to walk in this building, he would be like, why don't I got that Luke Bryan playing? And he would
and
off.
And Drew's a country boy.
Oh, so. Drew's a country boy. I would never have Drew on a podcast because it would be a like day-long podcast of him saying one sentence because he draws out his words so long. He's so country. But on to the point. I just kind of, in conclusion, say what you think the state of country music is. Say if you learned anything. If my opinion is somewhat valid to you.
Well, yeah, I came in knowing that your opinion was valid. I mean, different strokes for different folks, but...
Ew, did you steal that from me? I think you stole that quote from me.
That's a very common saying.
Oh, shut up. I wear a Cardinals shirt just to make you more mad today.
So just to sum up my point, I guess what I'm trying to say is that country music should sound like it was made for people who live or have ties to the country. So does that, whether that means farms, the outdoors, working with your hands, things like that. I just believe that not every single thing that comes out needs to sound like that, but our gold standard should be to shoot for that. And it just seems like a lot of the popular radio stuff right now is indistinguishable from pop music that you would hear on, you know, another radio station that plays pop. I mean, you could just plug it right in. But at the same time, if you look close, you can see a push towards people who really don't even get that much radio play, like Whiskey Myers, or like I was talking about before, Cody Johnson, Cody Jinks, people that are, I guess, more red dirt. And then you have more mainstream people like Luke Combs, Justin Moore, John Party, I guess Eric Church to an extent, guys like that, that there's... I don't think that country music as a whole is bad right now. I think that really the state's pretty good and I'm pretty happy with it.
I just, my problem in this argument, and it kind of, it's hard for me.
And I'm sure that I'm not the only one who feels this way, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who disagree with me. It's just,
oh, for sure. I mean there, everybody, this is an eight. This
are,
is.
There's going to be, in every genre of music, you have subgenres, so.
And for every person that's
country
really
is
involved.
A, country is a big umbrella.
Yeah. And for every person that's super involved in different genres of music, you'd say, like, people who are really into hip-hop, they're going to say that, you know, the, what do they call them? Like, they're not the, they call the new rappers a certain, mumble rap. The mumble rap guys, they don't sound like Eazy-E. They don't sound like Ice Cube. And I'm like, I'm a big fan of Eazy-E. We all know that. But anyways, and they'll go on to argue all that stuff. And so, like, it's just an age-old argument in any type of music that, you know, it's changing and a lot of people don't like the way. But my issue with it is that I see both sides, because I am a huge Mariah Hyatt fan and I'm a huge early 2000s country fan, 90s country, 80s country fan, but also work, live, breathe, eat, sleep, new country music too. So I see both sides, and I mean, yes, I agree with you to an extent.
There is new country music coming out that you keep saying,
like I said,
Merle and guys like that, but there's new country music coming out that is... It's more catered towards people like me, because there's a hunger for it. There's a hunger for stuff that feels like...
And then there's people that you talk to, like Justin and John Party, that if you were to ask them this question, they're just going to be like, yeah, well, this is country to me, so this is what I record. So, I mean, basically back to the point is I agree with you to an extent. I like that we've got people like Justin and John Party, and I like that we've got people like Thomas Hart and Russell Dickerson, because I like it both, and I think country music is in a good state where it is, because I think there's different songs and different artists that appeal to different people with the different opinions within country music.
Yeah, we agree on that.
So,
There's plenty of variety.
We ended.
But I do think that the traditionalist people, they need more radio time. Make it happen.
It
happen.
Me?
Yes.
If Mr. Troy Okelhoff tunes in, you need to talk to him. He does the programming. I just announced the songs.
They don't need it. They sell out all their shows. But just to reach the country, we need more radio play for the traditional guys.
Anyways, we ended on a... Ended so much that he had to roll in his chair. All right, so we kind of agreed to disagree at the end. It ended okay. We aren't mad at each other. We've never fought before, so that was a good way to get our frustration out. So maybe we're done with that. We're headed to see Eric Church in concert tomorrow, so maybe we'll hear how Noah feels about Eric Church and if he's country. Is Eric Church country?
Absolutely.
Okay, so all right. So we're going to go see him tomorrow night. But thanks for listening again. If you want to have a feedback on who you side with more, something like that, that's appreciated. But if not, stay tuned, turn your notifications on for episode 2. And thanks again for listening. Make sure to follow me on all social medias at It's Me Little P on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Okay.